This is the Live It Well podcast. It's time to live it well, shall we? It's episode 2 of season 4, and life has been busy, as it always is, and I actually really have started to hate using that word, busy, because everyone's busy, whether it's making dinner and having to do the dishes and laundry and cleaning and then going to work and coming home and doing it again and playing with your kids and taking the car in for service. We're all busy. I hate that term, but that's not what this episode's about. Maybe it will be a future episode. I told you some of these might end up being 25 minutes long, and that's how they're going to end up being 25 minutes long, as if I go on rants like that, so I apologize. But I was recently working on a speech, and I got to working out kind of the stories and the anecdotes that I want to use in the stories, and I got to thinking about this experience that I had in high school, and maybe we'll cover that whole gamut of experiences one day, but this is one in particular. About a way that I used to approach tennis. Now, I was a tennis player. It's the only sport I was remotely good at back then. And there was an experience, I believe I was a freshman or sophomore. It was a Saturday tournament, and I took it super, like, I took it serious. I still take the game seriously because I just love to compete. I genuinely love playing. Well, I didn't handle that well. Me and my doubles partner, we just didn't get along all that well, and I let it show on the court. I let my emotions get the best of me. We got multiple warnings for our language on the court. Sorry, church family. We lost. Like, it just wasn't good. 2 years later, my senior year, I was paired up in doubles with someone who was not a tennis player. They just were an athlete through and through. And they also had a different approach. They approached sport with passion, with caring for doing well, but also understanding you have to have fun along the way. And the quote that starts out my book, Running From Yourself, Transforming Fear into Courage, really stood out to me, and I want to read it to you. When someone tried to tear you down, show them you get right back up, because like steel, you may bend, but you won't break. That's from Rashida Rowe. And that stands out to me as I was thinking through the lessons I wanted to impart on this audience, but also how important it is in your day-to-day life to get back up. And it's really hard sometimes to get back up, right? You have your ups and your downs, and some days it's like 17 downs in a row, and how are you supposed to get back up after all that? You get back up. Sometimes it doesn't mean going back to the same meeting and having the same fights. It's getting back up and doing a little bit of the work that you know you need to do to have impact, to feel like you got something done for the day. That's sometimes the only victory you can have and the only one that matters, because you got back up. You dusted yourself off. You went back to the drawing board. You went back to the keyboard and tried to work through that writer's block. And maybe it's one sentence, but you got back up. That's the lesson for today. Get back up and keep trying. Kind of funny how we tied that back to the last video podcast try. So thank you for listening. If you're enjoying these kind of quick anecdotes, please do share this with your friends or give us a 5-star rating wherever you're listening, because that's awesome. Appreciate that as well. And as always, I'm going to give you one last piece of advice. Live it well. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Live It Well podcast. As always, I'm your host, Richard Dedor. If you loved this, maybe kind of liked it, please do give us a rating wherever you're listening. 4-star, 5-star. It helps other people find this. Or you can just share it with your friends. We are on the 4th season, and so we've done a bunch of great stories. Please do go take some time and check them out. It's great for road trips, long times on the beach, or just when you need a break from everyday life. Because, quite frankly, we need to live it well, and that's what the show is all about. The show can be found online at Live It Well Podcast on Instagram, and I'm your host, Richard Dedor, and I can be found also on Instagram by that name, Richard Dedor, on Twitter, at Richard Dedor, or on Facebook, richard.m.dedor, because why have everything be the same? If you're looking for a speaker for your next event, please check out my website, richarddedor.com.
have a bunch of different workshops, keynote speeches on a bunch of different topics. Would love to chat about what you're looking to do for your next event. Our music credits go to J-Man from Our Music Box and Raphael Crux from Ukulele Fun. Again, thank you so much for listening. It is my pleasure to bring these shows to you. As always, my recommendation for you is to live it well.